WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Miscellaneous Music Madness, aka Triple M, and I am your host, DJ Eminem, not to be confused with the rapper. And guys, this is the last season of Triple M. I'm gonna like pretend to not hide back my tears. I joined WGRH pretty late. Most people join like clubs freshman year, but I got too scared to join this one because I was like, people are gonna judge my like music taste and stuff, which is like so stupid. Like, don't care about what other people think. Just do what you want to do. That's like my advice for life. Just like do what you want to do. I need to stop being so like worried about what people think. And you know what? I'm getting a little bit better at that in 2022. It takes a lot of strength to do that if you are a people pleaser like me. So, yeah. But today's show is about love songs because Valentine's Day is coming up. It's next Monday. So I am pretty excited for that. But also, so this week on campus, there was a big COVID spike and I got exposed. Not once, not twice, but like five different times. I got four COVID tests and they were all negative. So I guess I don't have it, but I've had like some weird like symptoms and stuff. So maybe it's just me manifesting it, or maybe like the vaccines and stuff are fighting it off so much. I also had COVID like a while ago. So maybe it's also still in there fighting off all the COVID stuff that's in me. But it was quite an adventure, quite a long week. So I hope we can unwind right now and listen to some nice, calming love songs and fun music about love. Also, Valentine's Day is not just about romantic love. It's also about like friendship love and family love and other loves in your life. So if you are single this Valentine's Day, do not fret. It's okay. Also, Valentine's Day shouldn't be the only day that you show your love to your people. That should be every day, of course. But, you know, take care of yourselves and show the love that you have for all your people, not just if you have a significant other. Now, that being said, these are all songs about significant others, so completely detracts that statement, but no. So I'm going to stop talking because I've been talking for a while. So my first song, I had a debate between two Taylor Swift songs that I really liked. I really liked the song Enchanted. That is my favorite Taylor Swift song, even before it became like really mainstream. It's my favorite Taylor Swift song. However, I feel like I relate to this song by Taylor Swift a lot more when it comes to my current relationship. So I'm going to play this song instead. This was a choice that I made like today. So I'm going to play the song Lover by Taylor Swift as my first song of the final season of Triple M. So let's take a listen.
Leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place. We made the rules. And there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds or 20 years? Can I go? Let our friends crash in the living room. This is our place. We make the call. And I'm highly suspicious that everyone who sees you wants you. summers now, honey, but I want them all. Can I go where you go? Can we always be this close? Forever and ever, and take me out and take me home. Forever and ever, you're my lover.
And that was Lover by Taylor Swift. And even though it may not be Enchanted, which is an experience, I really relate to Lover with my current relationship. So shout out to Joe, because he is my lover. And we kind of reference that song all the time to each other. So it's special to me. Anyway, also, I have another announcement that I forgot to make. But if you guys listened to my Christmas special, you probably remember a man named Zach was on my show. Well, we're actually doing a show together this semester. It's going to be a one semester only, so limited edition. We're not starting tomorrow because Zach is getting his wisdom teeth out, so it'd be kind of hard to do that after major surgery like that. But hopefully next week we'll start that show. It's on Fridays from 1 to 2, so I hope you can listen to it. It's called The Easy Pass Station. Get it? Because Emma and Zach. Haha. So funny. But yeah, I'm really excited to do that because, I mean, a lot of my show is me just saying stuff and laughing at my own jokes. So it's really nice to have someone, you know, laughing along with me and having a good time. So I'm super excited for that. But that'll be next week. All right. So the next song I'm going to play is one of my favorites from this band that is no longer together. They broke up a while ago. Sad. And it's a song by One Direction called Kiss You. It actually might be my favorite One Direction song. It's pretty catchy and it's pretty fun. So let's take a listen.
Oh, I just wanna take you anywhere that you like. We could go out any day, any night. Baby, I'll take you there. Girl,
And that was Kiss You by One Direction. The next song I'm going to play, I would say, is very wholesome. Like, that's the best word I can describe the song, probably. This is called Absolutely Smitten by Doty. So let's take a listen.
This feeling all too well. She feels her heart begin to swell. Handsome stranger, you have made her insides turn to jelly. You go. That girl just there, yes, she's the one. With Cupid's arrow in her bum. Handsome stranger, you have made her happy. The first in a long time. Did you just whisper in her ear? She only dreamed to hear. Pretty lady, look at how he's smiling. I think he likes you. But it's too late. You believe in fate. You're absolutely smitten. You'll never let her go.
And that was Absolutely Smitten by Doty. If you hear any external noise, just ignore it. I'm also watching a town hall about what they're doing about COVID on campus as I'm listening to my radio show. So I don't think it's catching up on the mic, but you never know. But yeah, if you hear any external noise, that is good old Annette DiOrio talking. All right. So the next song I'm going to play is a song that also means a lot to me. And this is The Only Exception by Paramore. So let's listen.
I sing of love if it does not exist? But darling, you are the only exception.
And that was The Only Exception by Paramore. Before Joe and I first met, he played that song for me on the ukulele. So that's why it is one that also resonates with me a lot. So thank you, Joe. So the next song I'm going to play is a song by the Beatles called I Wanna Hold Your Hand. So let's listen.
I think you'll understand when I say that something. Such a feeling.
feeling that my love.
And that was I Wanna Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. The next song I'm going to play is probably my favorite song from Meghan Trainor. It's a song called Like I'm Going to Lose You by her and John Legend. So let's play it.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold. Like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side. Breath of relief and I realized no.
Whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is, you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes in love with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want. Use what we got before it's all gone. No, and you promised tomorrow. So
And that was Like I'm Gonna Lose You by Meghan Trainor and John Legend. There are LED lights in the WJRH studio that I think are new. I don't remember them from last semester. And I realized that the clicker was right next to me and I could change the color. So I changed it to a red. So it's like, you know, love and romance. So that sets the ambiance even more. The next song I'm going to play is a song that was popular on TikTok for a while. It was kind of like used as a way to show like a pet that was like once a puppy or like a, you know, a baby, and like the grown up version. It was like one of my favorite trends on TikTok. So that's how I discovered this song. This is a song by Usher and Alicia Keys. It's called My Boo. And I think it's really catchy and really fun. So let's listen to it.
There's always that one person that will always have your heart. You never see it coming cause you're blinded from the start. Know that you're that one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Oh, baby.
You gotta rock and wait in this one. Come on.
See, y'all know about y'all, but I know about us. And
it's the only way we know how to rock.
Y'all know about y'all, but I know about us. And
it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl, I was the one who gave you your first kiss? Cause I remember, girl, I was the one who said, put your lips like this. Even before all the fame and people screaming your name, girl, I was there, and you were my baby. It started when we were younger, you were mine. Now another brother's taking over, but it's still in your eyes. Even though we used to argue, it's alright.
It's alright, girl, that's okay.
I know we haven't seen each other in a while, but you will always be my boo.
So remember, boy, the moment I knew you were the one I could spend my life with. Even before all the baby people screaming your name, I was there.
And you were my baby. It's not when we were you were mine.
You were mine.
Now another brother's taking over, but it's still in your eyes.
And that was My Boo by Usher and Alicia Keys. And the next song I'm going to play is very much like, I would say, a trailer-esque song or like the end of the movie type song. And I really like it a lot. But it's very powerful, I would say. This is called Someone to You by Banners. Banners, because it's all caps. Yeah.
I just wanna be someone. I just wanna be someone. Dive and disappear without a trace. I just wanna be someone. Well, doesn't everyone? And if you feel the great divide in, I wanna be the one you're guiding. 'Cause I believe. Someone, oh, I never had nobody and no road home. I wanna be somebody to someone.
And that was Someone to You by Banners. That was more of like for the single people in the crowd who want to be somebody's person. So yeah, but I still think it's a really great song. So that's why I wanted to include it. So the next song I'm going to play, I was torn between two songs again. These were the quintessential high school slow dance songs. And you probably know what I'm talking about when I say this. In middle school and in high school, this specific artist was always the go-to slow dance song person. And I mean, the songs are great, but you know, you kept hearing them over and over again. And if you didn't have a date, it was just kind of awkward. And you just kind of sat there and just vibed to the song while everyone else awkwardly danced on the dance floor. So I'm talking about Ed Sheeran, if you didn't know. So I was either going to choose Thinking Out Loud or Perfect by Ed Sheeran. And even though I think this song is a tad more overplayed and maybe more people don't like it because of that, I actually prefer Perfect by Ed Sheeran over Thinking Out Loud. But I like both of them a lot, but that is probably my favorite out of the two. So this is Perfect by Ed Sheeran. Grab your high school crush and slow dance to the song right now.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up.
And that was Perfect by Ed Sheeran. The next song I'm going to play is a song that I think is a pretty cool song. I mean, I think all these are pretty cool songs, but I really like this song. I also think it's a very upbeat, catchy song. And it's a song by Bleachers. It's called Let's Get Married. So let's take a listen. And that was Let's Get Married by Bleachers, which is a song that I really like. And the next song I'm going to play, we're coming close to the end, but I have a few more songs to play. This is a song that's a little bit older, but I think it's a good one. This is the song My Girl by The Temptations. So let's give it a listen. Thank you. And that was the song My Girl by The Temptations. The next song I'm going to play is one that reminds me of fifth grade, and I'll explain why. So I'm not going to reveal the people by name because, I mean, it's not really the point of this story, but this song was dedicated to another person during a school dance in fifth grade. I didn't go to school dances when I was in fifth grade, but that's what I heard. Like, everyone was like, oh my God, he dedicated this song to her. And it was like, I don't know. It was the talk of the fifth grade. They're not together anymore, obviously, because most fifth grade relationships don't work out, surprisingly. But yeah, so this song is a Bruno Mars song and it's called Just the Way You Are, which is like, it's a fun song, but unfortunately I always think of that one couple in fifth grade when I hear this song. So yeah, this is to them, in my elementary school. This was the song that I guess was very romantic at the time. So yeah, Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are. And that was Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars. And we're coming up to our last song of the show. And some people might be surprised and or not surprised by this song. This is a song by Queen, and it's called You're My Best Friend. And I'm really excited to play it. So, yeah. And that was You're My Best Friend by Queen. And I hope that everyone enjoyed the first episode of the last season of my radio show, Miscellaneous Music Madness. I can't believe it's the beginning of the end. Just like this entire semester. but yeah, hopefully everyone who's listening stays healthy and happy. If you're on campus, be careful because there's a lot of people getting COVID. And hopefully I don't get it because, like I said, I've gotten very lucky with not testing positive as of now. But who knows? It's so weird. But yeah, regardless, I hope everyone has a wonderful night. Have a good Valentine's Day. Be sure to, you know, like I said, not about romantic love only. It's about all types of love, and you should be loving your folks every single day anyway. But yeah, I hope everyone has a great rest of their night, and I'll see you next week. And also, I'll be on with Zach next week. Once again, Fridays 1 to 2. But this has been WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Miscellaneous Music Business, and I've been Emma, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.